is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Ready to talk some Colorado State Rams basketball. Who better to bring on and talk all things CSU hoops than the swole cracker himself, Steve Ivey with Ram Nation. Susan and Cheryl are obsessed with Steve Ivey. Steve, my man, how are you today? Good to have you on, my friend.
Brady, nice to talk to you. Now, am I talking to Brady Hull or am I talking to Mr. Thursday Night? I need to get that clear. Right.
Mr. Thursday Night is back, Steve. I'm glad you caught that, my friend. It's the most influential segment in the history of radio, and we got one last night. So we're feeling pretty good. You know, this not about the Broncos loss, but about the pick.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Hey, although, turns out I just need the Broncos to play on Thursday night and pick against them, you know?
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, too, you know, I was thinking, you know, I like to think I do reasonable work, but if I did three tweets and only got 14 likes, I wouldn't be very good, would I?
No, and I'm one of those likes, too, Steve, by the way. I love your stuff.
Well, great. Let's talk.
All right, let's look at it. This CSU basketball team, Steve. You're a diehard. I mean, I've watched games with you. You love basketball. You are the guy that you go to a game with that knows every official reffing the basketball game. That's how big of a basketball guy you are.
Yeah, I do love the game. I've loved college basketball since I was a kid. And since I've moved to Fort Collins, I've been lucky enough to get involved and get close to the CSU program. I've been fortunate enough to have so many great coaches, the latest of which is Nico Medved, who is just a tremendous guy in terms of running a program and reaching out to people. And, you know, I get to spend a lot of time with not just the coaches, but with the players, and I get to go to open practices, and I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun to be involved like that with something that I'm so passionate about.
Well, that coaching staff, they're fun, you know, and they're not just talented. They're good guys that you really, it's easy to root for. It's easy to cover this group because when you have guys that are so willing to say, hey, yeah, absolutely, anything you need, it makes the job just a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I can send a text and, hey, when's a good day to come watch practice? And I'll get come such and such a day where most likely we'll be scrimmaging as opposed to such and such. And it's it's really nice because they set things up for me, come over, talk to me. You know, I get to meet a lot of people at practices too. So it's always a great educational experience for me to go to practice. So, and I attribute that to the way the staff, the way they run their program.
Well, Steve, what can you tell us? What are we actually allowed to know about the scrimmage tomorrow? I always love this time of year. Some programs promote their scrimmages. Others are like, it's a secret. Nobody should know that we are even thinking about basketball right now. But this one's pretty out in the open for Rams fans.
Oh, this is out in the open and a desire to get as many people as possible into Moby. You know, tomorrow's a homecoming football game against Boise State. I know you've been talking to a lot of people about that this week, but the scrimmage is scheduled for 3:30 tomorrow afternoon in Moby. Plenty of time to go watch an hour of the basketball team and then get to your tailgating and then get to the football game. And it'll be an unveiling of not just an introduction of the players, of which are quite a few new ones, but they'll get after it. They'll get after each other for a good period of time. Back and forth, you know, they'll split up and you'll see them go at it pretty good. It'll be a fun experience just to get out there and see them play against each other.
Number one question, I think, on everybody's mind when you look at, some new faces, some old faces moved on, different schools, they were just done. For number one question, Steve, is who's the starting five for Colorado State? And as we're talking here, and this is serious, Steve, I'm just going to make a prediction for you, something you can know, okay? Isaiah Stevens, I'm just going to put my vote in, should start this season.
Yeah, I got a feeling he's a pretty good lock, given that he's started every game he's ever played for CSU.
And he owns like all the records, and
voted the Mountain West Conference preseason player of the year. I'm going to guess, you know, when I talked to Nico about how he might divide the minutes, he goes, "Well, I don't have to worry. I got one guy that can go 40 minutes."
That's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, in terms of the starting lineup, Zay is obviously he's a lock. I think there's two other players who are locks for the starting five: Brady, Patrick Cartier, who plays the five, 6'8", 225-pound player, came here last year from D2 Hillsdale College, averaged about 12 a game, really came on and improved over the course of the year. He's a great finisher around the basket, can also shoot 40% on his three-pointers. I think he's a lock. And then also a transfer, Joel Scott, who came after 4 years at Black Hills State, where he was the all-time leading scorer. I think he ran up about 2,400 points at Black Hills State. Division II College Player of the Year, averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds last year. He'll play the four, and he's a 6'7", 225, very strong, very good athlete, can score inside and out, and a very, very, very stout defender. So he'll add a lot to that four position. CSU was undersized there last year after they lost Roddy the year before and had to play John Tanjay there, who, bless his heart, tried to play as a four but was really more of a 2-3 size guard. So those are the three that I see as locks. And then I think you've got three players going for two spots. Jalen Lake, who's a third-year player returning, who got a lot of starts last year, 6'4", 200-pound sharpshooter and great perimeter defender. Josiah Strong, who transferred here last year from Illinois State, and he was a 12-point-a-game scorer at Illinois State and shot over 40% on his threes and made about 85 of them in a season. So he's a real sharpshooter as well and also a good stout defender. And then Nick Clifford, who's a fourth-year player, first year at CSU after transferring from CU, very, very, very good athlete, and 6'6", 200 pounds, long, athletic. I've seen him make some plays in practice that you don't ordinarily see CSU guys make in practice. So those are, you'll see two of the last three, depending on whether they want to play a little smaller or a little bigger. You'll see Clifford with either Strong or a Lake, or you might see Strong and Lake together. But those are the five that I think we're going to see, five of those six. Those will be the top six for sure.
Do you think that there's going to be different nights, though, different combinations where maybe we say, okay, it's Lake and Josiah Strong in there, but then, you know, on a random night against a different matchup, you might mix and match a little bit, and maybe we're not set in stone with two and three positions there for the Rams?
Yeah, I think that's 100%, Brady. You know, and I've talked to Nico about that. You know, there's a lot of teams that will play maybe a third guard and two forwards. On those nights, they might choose to go a little smaller with Strong and Lake. And then against teams that might start a little bigger lineup, you can see Clifford easily slotting in there. And then the other thing I think we might see a little bit of is some small ball, where you might see Cartier come out as the five. You might see Joel Scott move in at the five, and then you might see Stevens, Lake, Strong, and Clifford on the court at the same time with Scott. You just don't know. Nico likes small lineups, but I think that's a strong possibility too, where you might see Nick Clifford at maybe even the four position, just because he's so athletic.
Steve, talk to us about Nick Clifford a little bit. He, you know, with the Buffs, he didn't start off hot by any means, but it did seem like toward the end of the season, Nick Clifford was getting better. His numbers were going up. He just looked a little more confident. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I actually, if you look at it, I think he actually had a little stronger sophomore year than he did a junior year.
Yeah.
He fell off a little bit last year. CSU tried to recruit him out of high school. He's a top 100 high school player, one of the top small forwards coming out of high school. He was ranked about 100th, and he's a very, very good athlete, and he's got good offensive skills and defensive skills, and he's a very good rebounder for his size too. The one thing that, you know, if you look at the system he played in at CU, and Pat Boyle's a great coach, but his system has a lead guard, KJ Simpson, that's very much a shoot first point guard, not a pass first guy. And Neek suffered a little bit playing with a system with a guard like that, and then a lot of the offense went through Da Silva, who's a very, very good power forward. And I think that Neek coming over to CSU will see a chance with an Isaiah Stevens being such a great ball distributor and a guy who really runs an offense and knows how to get the ball to guys in the spots where they can make shots. I think you'll see there's a really strong chance Neek's offense will really be unlocked, and I think he'll come on this year for the Rams.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. Obviously, we know about Isaiah Stevens, Patrick Cartier, and those guys there. But, you know, a guy had a chance to talk to everybody, it seemed like, on Monday at their golf event at Harmony Club. But Joel Scott, as good of a player he is, man, he just has a head on his shoulders, dude. He was such an easy interview, great guy to talk to. That's a dude worth getting to know for sure.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys. I mean, you're talking a lot of skill. I don't care what level you're at. If you can score 23 and 10 over the course of a season when you're the number one, you know, the opponent is, you're the number one person in the scout and you still average 23 and 10, you're a talented person. But on top of that, as you mentioned, really good guy and a perfect fit for this team, because he'll do what it takes to win. He's not going to score 23 a game over the course of a season in the Mountain West, but he'll add points, he'll add rebounds, he'll add grit. He's a 94-foot player, Brady, and he will do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, his team made it all the way to the Black Hills State, made it all the way to the semifinals of the Division II playoffs last year. So you're talking about a guy that has led a team pretty far in terms of tournament play as well.
Steve Ivey talking to us, puts together a wonderful blog. I know you're working on your podcast too. I had a chance to listen to that. Man, I feel like a scientist after listening to it, because you are breaking in to so many deep thoughts on Colorado State basketball. I absolutely love it. Folks can find all that at Ram Nation. I keep up that podcast, Steve. I know you got the written word too. I love both sides of it, but man, it makes for some good listening if you really want to dive in deeply to Colorado State.
Brady, thank you very much. That's my first attempt, and you know, compared to the stuff that you put out, your major league, I feel like I'm a Class A rookie league kind of guy. But you know, you got to start somewhere and work your way up.
No, I would disagree with that 100%. I think you have a great flow. It's a friendly flow, and then as you get into it, it's like, bam, here it comes. We want it, and that's the stuff people want to know. So you just keep up the great work, man. It's an honor to get you on the program, and let's go watch a basketball game together soon. I thoroughly enjoyed myself last time out.
Well, the good news is we'll get to see each other pretty early with UNC hosting CSU on Tuesday night, November 14th, so we're not too far away from that. I already got my tickets to the game. I don't know if my wife will give up her seat next to me. I'll bring in the Moby for a game for sure. We'll have some fun at Moby at some point this year.
You brought up the major league reference. I'm in the bullpen waiting. If your wife can't go, bring me out. I'll walk in and we'll make a go of it, my friend.
You bet.
Steve, have a great weekend. I'll be floating around at some point. I'm not sure what time I'm going to get out there, so I'm not sure if I'll make the scrimmage or not, but I will be watching some football, and maybe the Rams do something they've never done before, and they take down the Boise State Broncos.
Yeah, that would be something. I could tell stories of, you know, being on the sideline back when Kellen Moore played for Boise State and watching a 63-21 game or something like that. And to be honest with you, Boise could have put up 100 that night.
Wow, let's hope this defense can make a quick improve, and we don't see anything like that tomorrow night, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, Boise isn't the Boise of past. They're still good. And I'm looking for the Rams to spring an upset. I really am. So fingers crossed on that, but I'm sure looking forward to the scrimmage as well. Hopefully I'll see a lot of people out there.
I'll be curious to get your thoughts after the scrimmage too. Steve, my man, appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Brady, as always, it's my pleasure to spend time with you. You're fantastic. Keep up the great work. Still the best talk radio show in the state of Colorado, and I'm a regular listener. I look forward to what you got coming.
I'll make that check out to Steve Ivey then. All right, my friend. Thank you for the paid advertisement. I love it. Appreciate you, man. It's an honor to get you on. We'll see you soon, okay?
You bet. Bye, Brady.
Steve's such a good dude. He's always promoting us, and I'm listening to his podcast, and I'm like, crap, dude, you're coming for my job. Seriously, great work from him. I love Ram Nation. I love what Joel does. I love what Mike, the whole crew over there. But if you want CSU basketball stuff, you want Steve.
You have to get him down here for the UNC CSU game.
He'll be here. He's one of those guys. If there's a basketball game on, you and I could be playing one-on-one, and he's like, get my notepad out, I'm going to break this down. And he would be into it. 12:52. Quick break coming up. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want high school football? You've come to the right place. High school football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.